तस्न्येन त्रिरन्वीक्षे मनीषया तद्यवश्यत्कूटस्थो रतिरात्मन्यतो भवेत्। भगवान् ब्रह्मकार्त्स्न्येन त्रिरन्वीक्षे मनीषया तद्यवश्यत्कूटस्थो रतिरात्मन्यतो भवेत्। भगवान् ब्रह्मकार्त्स्न्येन त्रिरन्वीक्षे मनीषया तद्यवश्यत्कूटस्थो रतिरात्मन्यतो भवेत्।
वैष्णवी Word to word translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Word to word meaning, Bhagavan, the great personality Brahma. Brahma, the Vedas. Karsnyena, by summarization. Three times. Anviksha, scrutinizingly examined. Manishaya, with scholarly attention. Tat, that. Adhyavasyat, ascertained it. Kutastaha, with concentration of the mind. Ratihi, attraction. Atman, in brackets is mentioned as Atmani. Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Yataha, by which, bhavet, it so happens. Translation, the great personality Brahma, with great attention and concentration of the mind, studied the Vedas three times, and after scrutinizingly examining them, he ascertained that attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, is the highest perfection of religion. Purport. Shri Sukhdev Goswami is referring to the highest Vedic authority, Lord Brahma, who is the qualitative incarnation of Godhead. The Vedas were taught to Brahmaji in the beginning of the material creation. Although Brahmaji was to hear Vedic instructions directly from the personality of Godhead, in order to satisfy the inquisitiveness of all prospective students of the Vedas, Brahmaji, just like a scholar, studied the Vedas three times, as generally done by all scholars. He studied with great attention, concentrating on the purpose of the Vedas. And after scrutinizingly examining the whole process, he ascertained that becoming a pure, unalloyed devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, is the topmost perfection of all religious principles. And this is the last instruction of the Bhagavad Gita directly presented by the Personality of Godhead. The Vedic conclusion is thus accepted by all acharyas, and those who are against this conclusion are only Vedvad Ratas, as explained in the Bhagavad Gita 2.42. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from the, we are studying today the verse from the chapter The Lord in the Heart in the second canto, and the verse is text number 34. I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. It is somewhat embarrassing. First time I am trying to speak something here in this Sangha of wonderful Vaishnavas. Chopati temple has been kind of a father to Pune temple, and we all come here to take shelter of all the Vaishnavas who are very exalted both in their wisdom and also realization and practice and such sweet dealings. Just by being here, bhakti becomes manifest in the heart. So I am trying to capture some time here by the mercy of His Grace Baldev Prabhu. One day I got here, but somehow this situation is that I have to speak here. I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas that I can repeat something according to the parampara, as I have heard from the great souls. According to the Shastra, and as per my realization, for all of your pleasure, for the deity's pleasure, and for my own purification. So, it is a very exalted topic. This whole section, chapter 1 to 3 in the canto 2, Shukdev Goswamiji is trying to explain how bhakti is superior to all other karma kanda, jnana kanda, and also demigod worship. All of that will be explained. In the third chapter, he will explain on superiority above demigod worship. And in the first two chapters, he has explained on the superiority of bhakti over karma kanda and jnana kanda. And in that, now in the second chapter, what we are studying now, we can see that. Can I place it here? Yes. I'm sorry. So, first he rejects the karma kanda section in the first few verses of the second chapter and glorifies the path of liberation. And in that path also, there are two types of path which are described first. One is on those who are trying to realize the Paramatma. So for someone who is an unattached yogi, the Paramatma meditation is recommended. And for an attached yogi, the Virat Rupa meditation is recommended. So both these paths are explained. The Krama Mukti path and all is explained in the verses, which just two verses before it ended. And now, after all that discussion, Shukdev Goswami ji is sharing that all this is actually sadhana bhakti is superior to all these paths, and he is going to explain that for many further verses. So we are here where the verse shares that Brahma ji, who already had heard the message of the Lord in the tene Brahma hideya adi kavi is Brahma ji. So Lord actually gave the entire Vedic knowledge in the heart of Lord Brahma, and then he started doing the creation as well as dissemination of divine knowledge. So he has already got that, but here he said that Brahma ji, taking a scholarly attitude, he studied 3 times the Vedas. So many scholars want to read the Vedas very thoroughly, and we will, by our own medhaya, by our own intelligence, try to work out what is the conclusion. So Brahmaji is trying to make a very scholarly approach here. By doing so, the scholars will also understand that, okay, Brahmaji did all the homework that we are doing. And he has come to the conclusion that attraction to the Supreme Lord, Krishna, is the goal of all the Vedas. Krishna rati bina jivanto miche. If someone does not develop attraction to the Lord Krishna, then all his life is a waste. No utpadiyat yadiratim, shrama eva hi kevalam. All the practice of one's own swadharma also, ధర్మ స్వనిష్ఠత పుంసాం విశ్వక్సేను కథాస్వయ నోత్పాద్య తీర్థం శ్రమ ఏవ హి కేవలం. హి సేస్ శ్రమ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ హార్డ్ లేబర్ ఆల్ ద వర్క్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఫర్ ఈవెన్ అకార్డింగ్ టు వన్ స్వధర్మ. అండ్ హి సేస్ శ్రమ ఏవ హి కేవలం. సో ఏవ హి అండ్ కేవలం ఆల్ త్రీ టాక్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్ బట్ ఇట్స్ జస్ట్ టు ఎంఫసైజ్ ద పాయింట్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ దట్ ఇట్ సింప్లీ అండ్ సింప్లీ అండ్ సింప్లీ హార్డ్ లేబర్ ఇఫ్ సమ్వన్ హస్ నాట్ డెవలప్డ్ అట్రాక్షన్ ఫర్ ద Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So today we will try to study the subject that how the Vedas are very vast and how people get lost in many other understandings of the Veda, and then what is the conclusion of the Veda and how we can come to the conclusion of the Veda. So we'll try to study this in the discussion today. So, if we see in the Rupa Shiksha, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins by sharing that there are many types of living entities. There are moving and non-moving living entities. And among the moving living entities, most of them, I'll recite some Bengali verses to make it sweeter. Tarmade sthavara jangam dui bheda, jangame tiryaka jala sthalachara vibheda. So he says that there are sthala and achara, sthala and chara, they are moving and non-moving. And among the moving, there are birds, aquatics and animals. And after that, there are very few who are human beings. Taramadhyam manushya jati ati alpatara, there are very few who are human beings. There are many more which are non-humans. Taramadhyam malecha pulinda bauda sabara, and among the human beings also, there are many malechas, pulindas, baudha and shavara. So they don't understand anything about the Veda. They are called uncultured human beings. And then among those who are cultured, they are called civilized human beings. Veda nishtha madhe ardheka veda mukhe mane veda nishiddha papa kare dharma nahi gane. Among the human beings, those who are followers of the Vedic script principles are considered civilized. Among these, almost half simply give lip service while committing all kind of sinful activity against these principles. Such people do not care for regulative principles. So we see today in the modern age, many people are, first of all, not having any faith in the Veda. Many people are simply doing whatever they want to do. So there was a time in the bygone ages when Vedvak, if something is quoted in the Veda, that is a Vedvak hai, you know, this is quoted in the Veda, so it should be accepted. But after some, that is actually the Vedic era, but in the previous generations, then they came to the point, what I think is right, you know, that is also better, at least something is, well, better than, not the Vedic era, but better than the postmodern era. This is the postmodern era. The modern era was, what I think is right is right. Vedic era is, what is Veda is right. But the postmodern era is further degraded, which says that what I feel is good is, you can do it. So feel good is very dangerous. Like imagine someone is smoking cigarette, he feels good about it. So enjoy it. What is the problem? So whatever I feel good about, that is more dangerous. Thinking, at least he is thinking, some discrimination is remaining. But now that is also gone. So many people are just hedonistic. They are simply trying to do whatever they feel like doing. Enjoy. Just do it. Just do it means don't think. You know, if you think, you may start doubting whether you should do it or not. So just do it. You know, so like that, many of the people today, especially because of the strong sensual urges, they don't even want to think. They simply want to act by their sensual nature. So that is animalistic life. Animals go by instincts, but humans should go by understanding of what is right, wrong, and based on the Veda, that is the perfection. So most people are into this problem, but still there is a section, large section of people, at least in India, and you know, some people in the West, maybe from other scriptures, but they are trying to refer to some scripture, and within the scriptures, Vedas are the most extensive and most deepest of them. So, but many are lost in some thing or the other which the Veda is either propagating as a sub-religious principle or as a misinterpretation of the Veda. So, somewhere or the other, they are lost from the essence of the Veda. So, Vedas are very, very vast. No? So, there is a beautiful verse which comes for Lord Chaitanya. It says that, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Shri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande Balopi Yad Anugraha Tarennana Matgraha Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram. It says, I offer my obeisance to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even an ignorant child can swim across the ocean of conclusions about the ultimate truth, which is full of crocodiles of various theories. No? In this Siddhanta Sagar, there are many Nana Mata Graha. There are many philosophical theories that are coming up. So most people in this age, they get lost in some kind of, you know, false theories. Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya Upadruta. Even if someone looks for transcendence, he gets lost in something lower only. He does not go to transcendence also. Forget about the ultimate conclusion of transcendence as bhakti. Even transcendence in terms of what Shankaracharya or someone says, no, that means impersonalism. Before that, they make a mixture of impersonalism with sense gratification. That, like, you know, some people say Chaitanya Mat, Pat, you know, Shankara Mat, Chaitanya Pat. Because Chaitanya Pat means enjoy dancing, chanting, feasting. We have a great time, you know. But they don't want to accept the servitude to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Chaitanya Mat, Chaitanya Pat and Shankara Mat, you know, impersonalism. And they want to enjoy life, basically, you know. And they make all khichdi of, you know, sense gratification is also allowed. Like one time I had gone, when I joined the ashram, my mother took me to an astrologer. So this astrologer was, you know, seeing my Janampatri and telling me something about, he told my mother that this fellow will go like this actually in this direction. My mother said, I wasted my 1500 rupees on this fellow. He's, you know, so, and then he started eating paan. And when he started eating paan, and he was telling me some, no, wisdom that you should not trouble this way, that way. So anyway, I told that, sir, when we study the Veda, the first principle to know is that we should not follow the four regulative principles of no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex and no intoxication, including paan, I said. And he was like kind of 60-year-old and I was, you know, 20s, 18. So that time my mother said, hey, don't offend, he's a very senior man. Then he said, no, don't worry. So till now it was fine for me, but now he said, don't worry, you don't know what he is talking. I understand. See, he is on the Vyavarika platform and I am on the Paramatmika platform. And I said, what is this new stuff, you know? Because till then I had not studied the Bhakti Shastri course. And when I studied Bhakti Shastri, Chaitanya Charanabhu told all the Mayavadis how they talk about Vyavarika means that what the social convention people should do. But Paramatmika, one who is transcendent, is, and he can do anything, you know. He can be with a girlfriend also and everything. And he will call himself Paramatmika, you know. He is already on the transcendental platform. He is God. So, very dangerous people actually, you know. So anyway, later I came to understand that. But surely, that person could not convince me. I could not convince him. And we moved ahead. So like that, there are so many people who are making misinterpretation of the Vedas. And people are getting lost in that. You know, people want to enjoy. So people are being told, you are God, I am God, let us all celebrate life. You know? So there are a lot of, and they quote something, Satchidananda, you know, some words they quote from, some Sanskrit words from the Veda, and people think, oh, they must be very authentic, you know? So, Shivoham, so many verses, some short, you know, sutras kind of thing, they quote, and they put that they are very scholarly and they have understood the Veda. My mother took me to another astrologer also, and then, that time, you know, this fellow was more like a jnani who does a lot of sandhi vichayad and all that. So he told me, see, what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? I said, sarva dharman paritajye. Some verses I knew by that. So sarva dharman paritajye. He said, I will tell you 10 meanings of this verse. I said, my God. One meaning is only clear to me. That meaning is clear. But he was he told me few meanings and then I said, sir, thank you, sir. You can keep these meanings, but are you surrendering to the Supreme Lord or not? That is important to me. So, people are lost in word jugglery. You know? People are lost in word jugglery. So, Vedas are so vast, and anyone can get lost in the Vedic text, which is like a forest of and flowery words in the Bhagavad Gita, the verse which comes, which is referred here also by Prabhupada, 2.42 for Vedavad Ratas. Yam imam pushpitam vacham pravidanti avvipaschita Vedavad Vada Rata Partha Nanyat Astiti Vadinaha. Men of small knowledge are very much attached to the flowery words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation to heavenly planets, resultant good birth, power and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification in opulent life, they say that there is nothing more than this. So if we see most of the Veda, they are caught up in the Karmakanda section actually. Even Jnanakanda is very few people try to access the Jnanakanda or the basics of how to get liberated from this world. So Krishna says very clearly in a verse which comes after two verses more, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Naistrai Gunya Bhavarjuna. The Vedas are talking about the three gunas. Please rise above the. So now someone may say, we are studying Veda. Veda should be the basis. Then you are saying that most of the Veda is talking three gunas. Oh sir, so you rise above the Vedas. Yeah. So the conclusion of the Veda is so rare. Even in the Vedic times, most people did not have the clue of what we are receiving today in Kali Yuga. Most people in Vedic times did not have this Prema Bhakti access. Vaikuntha is maximum they would talk about. Forget Golok Vrindavan and Madhure Pras and all that. So, even in the Vedic times, people would talk of Dharmarth Kam Moksh more easily. And Prema Bhakti was, at some junctures, like if you see Amrish Maharaj's kingdom, they had all conclusions very clear. But in most of the Vedic era, it was very much into the Karma Kanda and people were very ritualistic. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to appear, before that, all the Vaishnavas were very, very pained to see the way people were so caught up in some kind of rituals, and that also in a very weird way. They were doing marriages for their cats and dogs and many, you know, things. So they were very pained that they are not understanding the essence of the Vedas. You know? So one who has understood the essence, he can only help people appreciate the whole spectrum of the Vedas, why what is written. So Karmakanda, Jnanakanda are also given by the Lord only, but for a certain purpose. And unless one has understood the whole purpose of the Veda, he will get caught up in one or the other lower spectrums of the Vedic understanding. So the Vedas are so vast, and they are very deep also, not just vast. There is, see, vastness in terms of four Vedas, and then the Purana, the Upanishads, and the Itihasas, so much Vedas. Even if someone has to read today in the modern times, it will be difficult for him. Further, what to try to make a summary out of it, conclusion out of it. Most people can't read today Prabhupada books only, then what to talk of understanding all the Vedas and making a summary study. Even if someone tries to make an attempt there, but they are so deep that unless one has actually accessed the mercy of the parampara, unless one has served the Guru and received the blessings, he cannot access the depth of the Vedic conclusion. He will get caught up in superficialities. No? So the depth is also important to understand. And then beyond that, they are apparently sometimes contradictory also. You know? Like some place it is mentioned that before taking bath one should not eat any food. And another place is mentioned that if you get Mahaprasad or Lord Vishnu, immediately you should honor, no? The Mahaprasad, even if you have not taken bath. So how to resolve both of them? No? So sometimes apparent contradictions are there. Also, different medicines, like in a chemist shop, there are various medicines for different people. So only a doctor knows which medicine to prescribe for which patient. But imagine a patient starts doing it from Google, you know. Google doctor, you know. So he will get all the prescriptions and then he has to find out which prescription, which the medicine will really work for him. So today many people look for mantras. Many people are chanting the Gayatri Mantra without knowing the qualification to chant Gayatri Mantra. Just because some singers have sung the Gayatri in a loud voice, everyone is chanting Gayatri without knowing that Gayatri should be actually chanted by a qualified Brahmana who has been given the mercy to chant by the spiritual master, and that should be chanted in the mind. So all that is not known. But the mantra looks nice. It's looking nice. Some people are chanting Mahamrityunjay Mantra. So many mantras are there in the Vedic texts. So just take anything, acha lag raha hai, you know. So that does not work. It has to be understood what has to be, and not only the mantra should be known, it has to be received with blessings. So people are, you know, taking any mantra like that. So also there are people who are giving wrong, you know, conclusions. Today, if you see, YouTube is very popular. So people are very much eager to know the Vedic. Now Bhagavad Gita is very popular. Especially in COVID time, Bhagavad Gita became extremely popular, and people develop more feelings to learn the Veda. You know, the gross materialism, to some degree, people develop some fearlessness towards that, you know. Maya ka parda fash, you know. So they felt that mrityu kabhi bhi aa sakti hai, you know. Now I have to think something deeper about life. But unfortunately, as it is mand bhagya hai upadruta, so they are unfortunate because even if they look for the Veda, they get caught up in some foolish, as his guest Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, philosophers rather than philosophers, you know. So they are giving wrong interpretations of the Vedas. And because that wrong interpretation continues their bodily conception of life, so they don't mind it. They feel like, okay, this looks good. Now I got a stamp of religiosity over my sense gratification. So it is very dangerous program today. YouTube is a, we are trying to also, the devotees are doing a lot of good work also. But there is a lot of junk also. I was happy, I recently was at the Bombay airport. At one bookstall, there was the best sellers. So many of our wonderful devotees who are writing books, they were on the best sellers. Rasikraman Prabhu was there, and then Nityanand Charanpu was there, and Shubha Vilas Prabhu, Gaur Gopal Prabhu, many of this. All. So I felt, wow, and in the first 10 best sellers, you know, like that in the... So that's nice. They're doing some good work. Otherwise, I saw one more book. Actually, most of the books were self-help books. And they were referring to Veda. But these are wonderful Vaishnavas who were giving something valuable. And there was, you know, one, two I picked up which were not from the Vaishnavas. And they were speaking all blasphemy on Lord Krishna actually. So if we have to help people, see, people are looking for Vedic basis to some self-help. But if they get all types of nonsense, then they will lose the core bhakti, or they will become blasphemous to the Supreme Lord. Then how will bhakti come, you know? So great service is being done by many Vaishnavas there for that. So there's a lot of misrepresentation. And in this whole journey, actually this section which I'm telling, vast, deep, apparently contradictory, this is studied by His Holiness Sattva Swarup Das Goswami Maharaj in his book, Vaishnava Behavior, in which he says that actually, thus it is only possible to understand the conclusion of the Shastra by seeing a Vaishnava. When we see the behavior of a Vaishnava, then we understand. Dharma sthapana hetu swadhura vyavar. So only when we see a Vaishnava very closely, we can see. This is actually the conclusion. All other things are actually not worthy to look at. And I can say very clearly this, because after we got introduced to Krishna, when I saw all these kind of fool's offers when my mother was taking, I could clearly see where they are in the ignorance world, you know, where they are caught up. While what Vaishnavas are giving is the highest. And Srila Prabhupada's books are also giving it so nicely. Srila Prabhupada actually exposed illusion. He exposed all the types of wrong philosophy so clearly, so repeatedly, that even in the dream, if some devotee of ISKCON is asked, what is the conclusion of the Vedas, he'll say, I have to go back to Godhead, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He can never be in this illusion. Even a child will tell that, While Jnani is maybe speculating over it, oh, this is a very difficult subject matter, So Prabhupada has made things so easy and simple for us actually. So, the repeated conclusion of the scriptures is, in the Vedas, also repeatedly the scriptures, all the scriptures are repeatedly telling the conclusion, like Vasudeva Para Veda, by all the Vedas, Vasudeva has to be known. Veda Ichche Sarvai Aham Eva Vedyo. I am to be known from all the Vedas. Vedanta Krit Veda Videva Chang. And if we talk about this is a very nice verse to talk about the study of the Veda. If someone says, okay, we should study the Veda. So here, this verse which comes in Kali Santrana Upanishad. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmasha Nasanam. Nata Parataro Upayaha Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. So, sare Vedo ko padne ke baad, after studying all the Vedas, you know, I do not find any other way out to help the people in this age of Kali. Kali Kalmasha Nasanam, to finish the dead dirt of this Kali Yuga, except chanting of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, just like Brahmaji studied the Vedas and concluded that attraction to the Supreme Lord is the conclusion, in that also, how to develop this attraction is by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is Kali Yuga program, and it's the easiest program. It's the simplest program. I was hearing once Gaur Purnima lectures in 2007, which were given in Chopati. So, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was telling that Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at the time when there was lunar eclipse. So, lunar eclipse is considered the most inauspicious time. And in that time, the Lord is appearing. To proclaim that actually at that time, everyone was chanting the names of Lord Hari. Even the Muslims, in trying to imitate the Hindus, they were chanting the Lord Hari's name. So, that became the most auspicious, just because there is a chanting of the holy name going on. So, Lord Chaitanya wanted to show that all types of inauspiciousness is finished simply if there is chanting of the holy name. And then Maharaj said, how many of you would like to do your Griha Pravesh on the lunar eclipse time by chanting the holy name of the Lord? How many of you would like to open your office on that lunar eclipse time? And like this, Maharaj told 3-4 very important occasions where people may think whether to do it and what is the most auspicious thing, and they may consult the astrologers and then see, oh, there is lunar eclipse or something, it's not the most auspicious time. But then Maharaj said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to appear in this time to declare that this is the most auspicious time if they're chanting of the holy name. And it is this faith in the chanting of the holy name which will take us back home, back to Godhead. If we want to develop love for Godhead, then we have to have faith in the chanting of the holy name above all the other ritualistic processes which are mentioned in the Vedas. And then, this was actually an assembly where we had also His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Devamrit Swami Maharaj. So, His Holiness Devamrit Swami Maharaj started speaking. And then he was telling, so, you have heard from Srila Radhanath Maharaj about this whole program of bhakti and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And you are sitting in Bombay city, so you might be thinking, oh, these great souls are speaking and I am supposed to hear. And yeah, these all great things happened in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. But now, after this, I have to anyway go back in the same rut of Bombay. You know, I have to do the same things, traffic jam and everything will be there. And I am the same old, simple, ordinary fellow. I am not anyway having Divya Unmad like, Maharaj had described the pastime of Shuklambar Brahmachari. He said, Shuklambar Brahmachari may be Shuklambar Brahmachari, but I am an ordinary fellow. So, I don't think so I will ever get Prema Bhakti. He said, so please write on the piece of paper all the ideas you are having that I cannot get Prema Bhakti. Please write all the problems. Write in a piece of paper and throw it into the Chopati beach ocean, Because all that is going to get lost, because Lord Chaitanya has decided to give you Prema Bhakti. Lord Chaitanya has come and He has decided to deliver you and give you Prema Bhakti. He has decided. What can you do? It is a flood. In the flood, what can happen? You cannot save yourself. Sorry, sir. You have to get drowned. It's Prema Vanya. It is. You have to get drowned. And then he said, I am not cracking jokes. I will tell you a story. And then he told, in Scotland, there was one game made on the Hare Krishna. Game, video game. There was video game parlors earlier. I don't think so now they have parlors like that because so much has come up on the smartphone. But in the video game parlor, they had this game in which it was a very notorious game, very wrong type of depiction of the Hare Krishnas. What was done is that this person had to use his car and drive over the Hare Krishnas. And as he drives over all the Hare Krishnas, they will chant Gauranga, And as they chant Gauranga,
If he actually goes over all the Hare Krishna, he gets maximum points, you know. So this was the goal, that you crush all the Hare Krishnas, you know. So there was one boy who was like expert at that game, you know, and he would like, and Hare Krishna, that's how Maharaj was, and then Gauranga, and he, and all the boys would say, his friends would say, very nice, you won the game, and he would say, Gauranga, you know, repeating what he heard from the video game, you know, and they would, Gauranga, Gauranga, and he would be saying ecstasy like that. And this happened so many times, he would play the game again and again, because he would always win the game, you know. And then afterwards, for some higher studies, he went to Australia, New Zealand actually. And there he came across, actually he needed food. So he heard that there is a Hare Krishna place and I can get some food there. And he went to take there and he got prasadam. And there they were singing, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai. Hey, Gauranga, this is my old friend, Gauranga. And then he heard, and then he became a, you know, 1600 devotee. He joined the Hare Krishna program. You know, so Gauranga delivers even one who is trying to crush the Hare Krishna devotees, apparently. So Gauranga's name is absolute. You know, and this I was telling, this past time I was telling, sorry, I'll complete this whole event. So after this, His Holiness Kavichandra Maharaj took the mic, and I will interrupt His Holiness Devamrit Maharaj to tell, there is a sequel to this. Not only that boy became Hare Krishna, these fellows who made the video game, they also became very, you know, regretful of what they did. So they made a new game where Hare Krishnas are good people, you know. I'm still searching for that game. If any of you find that game, please give me. But, so, and then I was telling this in Hyderabad temple in Bhagavatam. And there His Grace, Anandamaya Prabhu is there. Very, he's a Prabhupada disciple. So he told another pastime. He said that in Russia, there is this Gorbachev, who was the leader in the Russian program, USSR program. So, because they would say Gorbachev, Gorbachev, Gorbachev. No? So, he said that within 15 years, this whole Soviet will get finished, because they are chanting the name of Gauranga. No? So, that is exactly, you know, after 15 years, the union got finished actually. USSR got, you know, finished, because Prabhupada told there that they are singing the name of Gaura, so they have to, Lord Gauranga will say that. Anyway, so Lord Gauranga's mercy is very powerful. And the Scotland devotees did one more thing. Scotland devotees actually wrote one, you know, article, they chant Gauranga and be happy. You know? Chant Gauranga and be happy. So every, and they circulated as a spam mail to 1.7 lakh people. So everyone saw chant Gauranga and be happy. So they did not know that, what is this Gauranga. Hare Krishna they relate to little bit more to the ISKCON, but Gauranga was new. So everyone was googling, who is Gauranga, who is Gauranga. So there was a website created by one fellow, what is, who is Gauranga, and the inputs were coming from all over the world, and everyone was chanting Gauranga, Gauranga in Scotland. So the Vedas are very difficult to understand, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it very easy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually gave the holy name, which is the essence of all the Vedic literatures, when it is so simple that every person can take it. And Srila Prabhupada wrote the books like the Bhagavad Gita purports and all the purports, telling repeatedly the same conclusion. Sometimes the scholarly fellows say, this is too much, you know, you are not giving the right, you know, literal translations. But Prabhupada wanted to keep it simple for the Kali Yuga people, that they don't get confused by seeing all the types of technical stuff. Just understand the essence. That we should actually study the Veda to develop bhakti for the Lord. And chanting of the holy name is the essence of all the bhakti processes. So, this is very rare to find. So, I think I should close it. Yeah. Anyway, I'll just mention some of the pastime. I will not tell the pastime. I will not explain the pastime, but Lord Chaitanya and his associates repeatedly shared the same conclusion in Lord Chaitanya's discussion with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, with Prakashananda Saraswati, Haridas Thakur with Gopal Chakravarti, Lord Chaitanya with Subhudhi Rai. He was told that you drink ghee if you have to be elevated, but he said you chant Hare Krishna. Advaita Acharya, he gave Shraddha to Haridas Thakur. Devanand Pandit, he was not understanding even Bhagavatam, although he was scholar of Bhagavatam. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly established that the
a sense of Bhagavatam is to develop prema bhakti there. Lord Chaitanya's discussion with Ramananda Rai, you know, and then how Prabhupada took sannyas. That time also there was this chanting of the sannyas mantras going on, and he said, you know, holy name should be chanting louder. And the sannyas, the brahmanas were saying, oh, make it softer, and then, no, oh, no, louder, louder. No. And then if you see the Sat Goswami is also Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipano. So they also did Vichar. But this Vichar is based on Shastri conclusion of Prema Bhakti, and they established it for the world. So it is very important for us to keep this bhakti principle in our study of the Shastra. And we should study Shastra. If we don't study Shastra, then our bhakti can become actually lost also. Siddhanta Boli Achitte Na Kare Alas. But to understand the Shastri conclusion, we need also mercy. Atati Deva Padam Bhuja. So Prasada Leshanu Grihita Evi. Without the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we cannot actually understand the conclusions. And we should not only practice based on these conclusions, but we should preach these conclusions. And we should help people to study Shastra, especially in this age when people are very much looking for Gita-based things. So let us try to bring Gita to all. Now marathon is going to come in next 2 months. We have his guest Navin Nirad Prabhu. He is the embodiment of book distribution. So we can try to follow his footsteps. And we should not just theoretically understand this knowledge, but also have faith and have the humility and the character so that we can preach this message, so that people can understand the essence beyond the dualities, the different variety of theories which are going on. And the conclusions of these scriptures is actually there in the heart of the Vaishnava. So we should follow in their footsteps and receive their mercy to actually establish that conclusion in our own hearts. So thank you, Prabhus. Thank you for giving me some opportunity to speak this exalted subject matter. I seek your blessings to follow in the footsteps of the wonderful Vaishnavas who are here to do something in my own life. Prabhus, any comments or any... any comments for you? And many senior Vaishnavas are there. Navin Nirad Puji, any comments for you? Any questions? Okay, so we close here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Andhadeep Prabhu. So beautifully you presented the essence of this sloka, that how Vedas are so vast, so deep, it is very difficult to fathom the depth of the Vedas. However, by the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Vedas has been so beautifully explained, and the essence of the Veda, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is also profusely being distributed by the Vaishnavas. So thank you very, very much. And let's express gratitude to Antardeep Prabhu, loudly chanting 3 times. Haribo! Haribo! Thank you, Prabhu, and we are eagerly awaiting. Whenever you come to Mumbai, please continue to give us your kind association. Right?